out the wheel and couldn't cut it off to let it play on. This is Crossing Over the Ancestors tonight, and this is the Bishop, and we want to talk about some things. Dr. Christian, I got you on. Is you on, Dr. Christian? And we're talking about...
Yes, I am.
Tell us what you know you was calling me. Tell me, tell us what happened in Tennessee.
Well, in Rutherford, Tennessee, there's a judge there who's been incarcerating majority of the young black children. Her name is Judge Donna Scott Davenport, and she's been incarcerating children from the age of 5 years old and up, and illegally incarcerating them based on bogus lies. And not only has she been participating, but we have the whole judicial system down in Rutherford, Tennessee, which is probably maybe about 40, 50 miles from Memphis. And they've been illegally arresting, detaining, and throwing these children in prison, in jail, I don't know if the children act out. They throw them in jail, give them a bogus charge. The prosecutor is right along with this judge. Nobody stopped her. Nobody's corrected this lady. Nobody's done anything. The whole system is rigged because it's all about money. And all these children, black children, have been going to prison at the age of 5 years old and up on fake, bogus charges, laws that don't even exist, charges that don't even exist. She's been making up charges. They have allowed her to do this, and they all been throwing all these black children in jail. And nobody was doing, I think somebody became a whistleblower. And now it's out. She's been using fake laws. It came out yesterday. She's been using fake laws to incarcerate these children. You know, most of these prisons are privately run. They're not state run anymore. So if nobody's occupying these jails, these jail cells or these detention centers, then these people aren't making no money. You know, they just caught up with a whole crew, the judge, the prosecutor, and everybody else, I think about 4 years ago, in another state that was doing the same thing, but they were doing it to all the children. They weren't doing it just the black children. This judge was doing it to all the black children.
Well, I'm going to say this. The NAACP and other community organizations got to get involved. And, you know, this calls over the ancestors tonight. And we're talking about this is a wasting away moon. It's a loss going on in the astro. I want to just say it's a loss going on. And I want to tell Sister Tim that called me. And I want to tell her she's on the line. She said, Bishop, should I stay in Florida? Should I move back to New York? She said her mother left her house in New York. And I'm telling you, your mother wants you to go back to New York and maintain that house. And you went down to Florida with some friends. They didn't leave you, so y'all alone. Go back, I say. And she said, find out where Henry at. And Henry got to be your brother somewhere. You don't know where yet. Find out where yet. I said, crossing over the ancestors tonight. Maybe. This is what I want to say to you, Doc. Your ancestor came, and she was on a white horse. And most times you'd be in white. Black, but she's in a white horse. And she went to the mountain on that white horse, but when she came down, she was with a black horse. So that black horse is going to ride with you tomorrow to take care of business you need to take care of. Her spirit gone. I would ask them for a scripture that you need to read. And she said, for you, I would look, she was just reading, she was just talking. I don't know what Psalm 33 said. You read Psalm 33. And what did she say? And she was just smiling like we are in control of this. I just feel Psalm 33 and Psalm 71. And them two psalms that I know she said, 73, work for you. I just feel that it's a door going to open up for many people listening tonight. I was talking to some of the people down south, and they just, everybody's concerned about the violence all over the country. That's a spirit being spent. The violence in Chicago, Detroit, California, just the killings and the shooting. We had a shooting here at the school. The guard on the door, the boy just shot in the building. And that's the kind of stuff that's going on. But I say I have ancestors. Tonight, as we get ready to go to the next level, we asked them if you got, I feel it's good energy tonight to deal with your ancestors, them that want to come to you. You know, it's been raining, dark, it's kind of chilly, and a lot of people said they ain't been feeling good. One lady said last night someone was knocking on her door, and she went to the door with nobody there. She got up at 4 o'clock, somebody knocked at the door with nobody there. I told her what to put it down, and I'm going to see somebody knock on her door. People is caught up in witchcraft and magic. It's in spirits. Those spirits sometimes mess with you, mess with people. The night cross over the ancestors, I say. The ancestors, those are in the spirit realm, they're there for you. Gable, Michael, Gable, Raphael, Gable is over the cemetery. Michael fights the evil. Metatron is the king angel. And he keeps things moving. So sometimes we have to move in that level to make things work out for us. Get ready for a blessing and a door open up for you as we cross over tonight. I'm going to hear from Dr. King, and then we're going to go into our service if you got something.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some would be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. come. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the
demonic curse, under demonic spirits. Them demonic spirits are controlled people, controlled things. So you're going to see some things. You might be walking down the street and see them because there's a lot of people, some spirits coming back. And you got to be able to control those spirits, I say, because they come and they all crossed up and they come. And some of the spirits coming to try to get some help. Now, some people are possessed. They don't know why they're doing what they're doing. They're possessed with demons in them. They all messed up. You know, and you got to understand that's going on every cover with the ancestor. I told you, now, it's a playing field in California. But I see people jumping out of buildings from afar. Then I seen a train flipping over. It's not might not be in Chicago, might be over in China, you know that, but I see them. The hurricane and the earthquake coming. Man is not taking care of God. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, but I'm on them. Now, if you got a need tonight, go to my website, thusseedabrahamlittlesite.com. If you got a need to plant a seed, this is harvest. This is harvest time. I was talking to Mother Egypt, trying to get her in for harvest. And I was talking to Mother Moon earlier, and she said she's going to call me. I don't know what happened, but I'm praying for you tonight, and I'm going to let you know there's a breakthrough coming. It's coming quick, fast, and then you get ready for the breakthrough and get ready to name what you want and let God bless you in a special way. And, you know, it's like this. There's so much going on. Our ancestors, we talking about Paul Long Dunbar, wrote all our ancestors that paved the way, Dr. King, Malcolm X, and we killing black-on-black crime. We killing each other. And the police, the first thing they said, we ain't got nobody. You know, it's so much going on, so much negativity. And I was telling about all these people, they called buck busting. Back in slavery, they take men to have sex with them. But now you got the homosexuals. If you're a man, you speak up. They're going to blackball you. You know, that's the kind of evil stuff that's going on. Lawson playing out of Hitler playbook and watching all the way. I'm going to say that I was talking to a Milton up in St. Paul, Minnesota. She's a bishop. So they let all those Afghanistan people come in, but the Haitians, they sent back because of the skin color. We still fight skin color. If you black, you get back and you go and you die. No, they brought all them people, and that's what they did. They brought all them people. So that's the kind of stuff that's going on. I want you to get ready to know that this is happening. And they bring in all kind of folks. So you get ready and understand that. You can write me at Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. Now, I just want to tell you, as we crossed over the ancestors, you know, some of you, you know, you was taught that, and I was teaching where God was God had taught a snake talk, and I said, not only a snake talk, you got animals talk. God getting them in talk. And do you see that angel standing there? And y'all don't understand, I say the ancestors. I want you to get ready for this year to be a year, a break, a year, a new beginning. That's what I want to say, new beginning. I want to play that for y'all to have new beginning this year. And let new beginning work for you. Let that new beginning open up a door for you.
Between a black woman there, right? Don't that too. See, brother, you can bend the hell with some of you, brother. Some of you can bend the hell. But try one.
I'm talking about beginning to beginning. I'm talking about everybody right now beginning. We started Genesis 1.
Okay.
In the beginning, this is the beginning of life, a new beginning. I'm telling people, this year is a new beginning for people. Okay. Bright Star, I want to cross out to you. There's a new beginning for you, and you're bringing new people in your life. And I want to tell you, there's new clients coming, and you're going to get them a new beginning in their health, with their health problem, with their mental problem. And that's what God's giving you. You know, I got a prophecy I got to tell you about. God has told me to tell women what to do the rest of the year. I'm going to tell you how to do it. And once you do it, you're going to see a whole lot of difference in women. Okay, start with Genesis.
Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the water.
See, God was God. Spirit was over the water. So our bodies are made up of water, so we are controlled because we are God. We have the energy to change life, weather and things, but we don't know that. We're not working all our whole mind. The art is in us. We are the art. And because we are art, we have to speak the thing to make nature turn around. And when men and women keep going to negativity, that the art get away from them. Them that are anointed, them that have faith, everything they want is in the spirit of women. God's going to give it to them quick, fast, and in early. Read on.
And says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw them that the light was
good. Stop right there. God said, let there be light. The light of God is in us. So when you speak some things, it's going to happen. I decree all is well. I decree people that are healed. I decree that the finance that the devil stole is going to be re-anointed for us. Because this is a righteous of God. And all the just the what the evil got is set up for the righteous. You're the right man, you're the right woman, so it's up to you. And he said, the word I like, he said, let that be, he said. So you got to say some things, and you need to write some things on your refrigerator, on your board. You need to say it biblically, say it out of your mouth, but you need to write it out. See, everything's that God said. God, read on.
Yeah. Yes, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning.
Now, I want to stop right there. God called the day, he called the night, he called day, he called one light to be the day and one light, right?
Right.
Read that again.
God called the light day, and the darkness he called night.
Uh-huh.
And there was evening, and then there was a morning.
Now, I want to stop. God didn't make light evil. He didn't make dark evil. Man made it evil. Because what's happening now, in the dark, there's light. If you got to have darkness before you can have light.
That's right.
Let me say that again. You got to have darkness before you can have light. I'm out of the little black light. You see, people have messed things up. Read on. God said,
and God said,
read on.
There be a vault between the waters, separate water from water. So God made the vault and separated
the water under the vault from the water above it. And it was so, God called the vault sky, and there was evening and there was morning the second day.
Now, I'm going to stop right there. God is talking about the creation of your mind. He's talking about the creation of your spirit, night and day. He's talking about your lower self and your colon. He's talking about your heart. You got a heart up here, but you got a heart in your colon. You got double life. Read on.
Okay, and then that was the second day. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered in one place, and let the dry ground appear. And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered the water, and he called the seas, and God saw that it was good.
What day was that?
And it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered water, and he called seas. And God saw that it was good.
Everything God said was good. Not bad, it was good.
Yeah.
Now, what that tell us, that when you speak good things happen. The stars and the moon is the creation of man and woman. And like Dr. Ben, I got to say that the woman's vagina is heaven because it creates life. You have babies. And in the old African tradition, when you said, it's my birthday, it's your mama's birthday. And in Africa, this is what they do. When a child comes and his birthday, on his birthday, they bring that child back and the child kiss her womb, or sit in her lap, a rebirth. So you got your son, he lays head in your lap. That represents a rebirth of what you did. It's not his birthday. It's your mama's birthday because she the one had. Okay, read on.
Well, and then it says, then God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed bearing plants and trees in the land that bear fruit with seed in it, according to their various kinds. And it was so.
Vegetation,
plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kind.
That's the healing. That's the healing herb that we receive, and we stay with the herb, we will stay healed, and our body can be restored. Now, what you say about that? Read on.
That sounds good. Okay. And there was evening and there was morning. And that was the third day.
That's the third day. Three, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Come, read on.
Life in the vault of the sky separate the day from the night and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years. And let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, greater lights to govern the day, the lesser lights to govern the night.
Now. There were two lights. Hold on. Now, God made the stars, the moon, and all that. The sun to control the daylight. And the moon controlled the night. So the night, the moon controlled women's body. And the sun gives energy to everything on earth. They grow. If you don't get no sunlight, you messed up. You got to have some sunlight to keep your melon. Read on.
Right. God sent them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth, govern the day and the night, and separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, the fourth day.
The fourth day. This is the fourth day. Now, the element of man is made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Four means, now, let's deal with this number four. The four to the east, west, north, and south. When you pray four ways, east, west, north, and south. And when you speak it, it's going to come forth. Read on.
Okay, and God said, let the water under the sky be gathered in one place, and let the birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky, for God created some sea and every living thing with the water. And
Okay, I'm gonna start with that. It male, female. It's got to be a male and a female. You can't duplicate Mother Nature. God has made things for it to be. And if you're foolish enough to say that I'm gonna make a bird be another, it's got to be a male and a female. And if you don't see that, something wrong with your memory. You are demonic. You understand what God said in motion. Work. Now read on.
Okay, it says,
above the firmament, and it was so.
Uh-huh.
And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning was the second day.
Now, with God, he was setting things in order. And everything God did, I want to say a new beginning. This is a new beginning for everybody that embraced God. And if you embrace God, if you know God said, let us. He said, who is us? The wind, the water. But when he created the light, he said, let there be light. And he didn't say it. But when he got on down, he said, let us. Okay, read on.
And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters how he see.
Mm-hmm.
And God saw that it was good.
God said it was good. It's good for your body to have water. When a woman have a baby, she got to have, she be for 9 months. And the way the baby comes, the water got to break. Ain't no water. I've never seen a woman with a dry birth and it lived. If it is, it's a miracle that a woman has a dry birth and the baby lived. Read on.
And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the earth yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his path, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so.
It was so. Read on.
And the earth brought forth grass, and earth yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God said that it was good.
Everything God made, even the trees, the apples, the oranges, is all for the nourishment of the body. We have to understand this is the beginning. When you eat an apple, when you eat a banana, it's the beginning of a new life. And life come and go. Like a flower, it'll fly, it'll go. So if you stay in the will of God, all the stuff in your new beginning is in the spirit. You can pull it down. East, west, north, and south, it'll come down quick, fast, and in a hurry. Read on.
And the evening and the morning was the third day. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven, divide the day from the night.
Mm-hmm.
And let the time
and one.
And for days and heat.
Mm-hmm.
And let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so.
The moon and the sun, the sun ruled the day and the moon ruled the night. And I, look, you talking about light. If it ain't no light, it's darkness. Darkness bring on light. Light don't bring darkness. Dark, it be dark and then it come light. Read on.
And God made two lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind,
new
and every beginning fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply.
God blessed them. Don't stop with that. God to be fruitful and multiply. That means that everybody multiply out of his own kind. See, man and woman have to be fruitful and multiply. A man can't be fruitful with himself. A woman can't be fruitful with herself. She has to have the opposite, the positive and the negative. And that will bring the energy. The energy of life comes through the elements. Read on.
And fill the waters in the sea, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning was the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness.
Now, God said, let us make men, make man in our own image. Now, when you say God said, let us, who is the us? The us is what he already been created. He been created. So everything that God created before he created man is a part of our creation. That means we control everything. He said, let us make what? Let us make man.
Man.
Okay? Now when he said, let us make man, what are you talking about? He said, let us create. He made everything, right? Let us make man. Who is the us? Us is the wind, the water, the sun. Because everything that he's made is in us. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me, but it's in us. And you have to be able to know you can master everything on this earth. You are over it because you're a part of it. We got zinc in us. We got gold in us. We got all that in our DNA. So when you keep your body clean and go to Mother Earth, you're going to get healed. Cancer, cataract, tumor, whatever it is. But you ain't got the faith because you ain't been taught that everything that's in this earth is a part of. That means he said, let us make man. Read on.
And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creature thing that creepeth.
Everything that is made in our image. We have the image to master it. Not to run over it, not to abuse it, to master it. Read on.
And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply.
Stop right there. God blessed the woman and man. But what he said, I put you over everything. And be fruitful, and I like the word multiply. And I don't care how you twist it. God made man and woman to be together. And I got to let people know, I'm going back to the book. The book said man and woman. God created. The only two people that was created on the earth was man and woman. God created. And anybody else, they got to have, if right now, I got a neighbor screen. A woman got a neighbor screen. If God created the man and woman, they didn't have a neighbor screen because they was the first man, the first woman. I ain't talking about no Adam, I'm talking about the first man and the first woman. And God, the wind, the water, the stars, and the moon, we are part of all of that. We're part of all of that. He created. Read on.
And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish.
Subdue it means to have dominion over. That means that you control it. It don't control you. You control it. But we have got away from controlling what's going on. Read on.
And over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every earth-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree and thing which is the fruit of the yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat.
Now hold it. He said, the fruit that you eat will be for meat, the nourishment of your body. Didn't he say that?
Right.
Okay, read on.
But to every beast on the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
Very good.
The evening and the morning were the sixth day.
On the sixth day, he made everything. And if you do it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. On Saturday, everything was done, right?
That's right.
7 days, thing was done on the sixth day. Now, I want to deal with that. That means that when you begin to pray, you pray east, west, north, and south. And once you begin to pray, God brings things up. This is the new beginning. Go to verse 2, chapter 2, verse 1. The heaven and earth, you got that?
Thus the heaven and the host of them, And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made.
Now, on the seventh day, he rested himself from all he had did. That gives us that once a week we need to rest. I ain't talking about no Sunday. Once a week we need to rest. When I say rest, rest from eating, rest just that. This day, we call it fast. This day, I'm going to let my body, all that I done took in, I'm going to let my body, but I'm going to let that nourish my body. But when I start a new thing to open up, read on.
And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it had he rested.
He took the seventh day and set it aside. Now, what they said, go to church now, he set it aside for you to rest. But the sixth day you glorify, it's done. On the seventh day you rest, because it's set aside for you to do nothing but just rest and give praises to what he done did. Read on.
That in it he had rested from all his works which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. And in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground.
You go, let's do it on.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul.
Now, the breath of life, when we talking about the Holy Ghost, when you begin to shout, that spirit of God in you, woman, spirit of God in you, man, so the spirit of God in us, we have to wake it up. We done got so caught up in other things, we don't feel the anointing of the knowledge that we already got. You know, Adam needn't go no school. Read on.
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And there he put the man whom he had formed.
He put the man there first. Okay? He didn't put no gay there. He put a man there. Put no drag queen there. He put a man. Okay? It's a man world. When James Brown hollers a man world, he's talking about in the Bible. Read on.
And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became a pool for heads. The name of the first is Pisces. That is it which compasses the earth land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There's Bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia.
Now Ethiopia is in Africa. You know that, don't you? This is in Africa. Read on.
And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goes toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates.
The Euphrates River right now run right through Africa. Run right through Egypt, the Euphrates. Read on.
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress him and to keep him. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die.
That means that what he was saying, everything is him for you. But I don't want you to touch this. This is not knowledge, that this is evil. Okay? Now, God was giving man instruction. And he was giving man instruction. Man had to follow the instruction that God gave him. Every tree, every fruit in the garden was made by God. Now you said, when he said tree, what did God? He talking about knowledge that when you stray away. Now Adam, he told Adam, stay in divine walk, new beginning. Now, if you know that you walking upright. You don't let nobody pull you away from what God told you to do. You don't let no man, no woman, nobody pull you away, because God already set what he wants you to, how he wants you to do it. Read on.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone.
It's not good, the Holy, it's not good for man to be alone. It's not good for man to take up on his own. He needs to have a God mate, a helpmate. He need, if he a king, he got to have a queen. If he a goddess, he got to have a goddess. And that's because man is like God. The woman is like God, because the woman comes out of man. So she a goddess. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Read on.
I will make him and help meet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call him. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
Now, I want to say this. Now, Adam ain't been no school, no university, got no degree, but God brought the Adam before Adam. Because God was in Adam, Adam in God. They were one. Whatever God, whatever Adam said, God said. Whatever Eve said, God said.
And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him.
Now, at this point, Adam named everything. The woman wasn't there, but she was there, but she was in Adam. Let me say that again. She was there, but she hadn't been resurrected. So Adam named everything, and you say, well, how Adam named it? Because God was in Adam. Adam was God. God and Adam was one. Read on.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept.
He went in a deep sleep, and I want to piggyback on that, because Abraham went into a deep sleep, what God gave him. But God put Adam in a deep sleep. Read on.
And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman.
Bone of my bone, flesh of flesh, and you come out of man, because man is the man of God, and the woman is the woman of God, and she be called one man. One man. Isn't that what it said? One man?
That's right.
Read on.
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, they shall be one flesh.
Well, let me get this together, because we have a lot of problem with that. When you marry, your husband and wife going to be together. Now, if your husband is right, y'all going to be together. If your wife is right, y'all going to be. If they ain't, you're going to say it's not. This, you got to understand what come first. Read on.
And they will. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
Now, let's deal with that. They were both naked. And I'm dealing with naked as they both is in one spirit. That means that they ain't got no clothes on. They weren't worried about no clothes. They were together, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Okay? They didn't need no clothes because they think alike. They act alike. And God was saying, you got to cling to your flesh. Flesh of your flesh, money. If it ain't your flesh, it ain't doing what you're doing. Okay? You say, oh, this is my man. If he's doing something you ain't doing, he ain't your man. It ain't your wife, and she ain't doing what you're doing. You got to be in unity doing stuff. And that's what makes you economically and happy. If you say, well, my husband's doing this here, my wife's doing this, that ain't your husband, that ain't your soulmate. Your soulmate is in oneness with you, mind, and even sex. But laws will be put a lot on sex. You can't put it on sex. You got to put it on the spirit. That right, he said, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. So as you think the idea, you can say, we can do this together. He goes, okay. Because it's coming from him, from you to him, it's a back and forth thing. And the scale, the Egyptian had the scale. When the scale is together, it's all right. But when some evil, the scale go down. So when you put the feather on the scale with the heart, with your heart and his heart supposed to be together. You put the feather, you put the feather on one side of the scale and the heart on the other side. If it's balanced, y'all together. But if you put the feather on it and the scales go down, the heart ain't together. You ain't walking. But if it's balanced, that y'all working together. Read on.
That's it for that, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got anything to say on this end?
I just want to say, piggyback on what you were saying. When God created man and woman, and even though they were walking around unclothed, they were naked, they needed to keep them because they were one.
Thank
you. I like to say, you either sit in unity, that man, you're going to either walk in unity or you're going to be community.
That's right.
And being community is not a God.
That's right. See, what you got to understand, people have not took this thing like it's supposed to be. Read chapter three, and read down to the seventh verse, chapter three.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
Now, I want you to stop right there. The snake was talking. Let me tell you who else was talking. And this is handed down. It's not in the Bible. The elephant talked to the chief in Africa. Y'all got to move out of this valley. Now, the elephant told y'all got to move. So it's going to be a dust storm. So the African chief listened to the elephant, the white elephant, and he moved. Now, this is the whole Bible. The red rhino came to the chief, and they all was going to move because this hemp was going to dry up. In 3 days, it dried up. Now, that's the rhino talking. God talking to the rhino. God talking to the elephant. Then the black eagle flew and told the chief and some other people, y'all got to move out of this valley because this valley is full of poison and death, and it's going to flood. The people got up and moved to the mountain. They got that the whole valley was full of water. The elephant and then the chief said, the black eagle flew away into the sunset. And the white elephant disappeared. The red rhino went back in the water. They ain't it no more. The Native American seen the white buffalo. And the white buffalo told them to move. Now, this is stories that handed down by different elders. You ain't gonna find it in the book. It's handed down through oral talk. They didn't write it. You tell your mama, mama tell you, your grandma, that's what. So ain't no nothing about the snake talking. Because animals talk too. Read on.
And the woman said unto the serpent, we shall eat the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it.
Now,
neither shall you touch it.
Stop.
Either.
I want you to stop. The snake was right there in creation. Watch it. The animals were there. Now, the snake understood that this is part of Adam. If I don't get this woman to do nothing, I can't get Adam to do it because they won. I got to come in between them. Now, in our lives now, we got dope, alcohol, we got lust, money coming between us, and even go to murder, because that's what the serpent was there to do. Read on.
Uh-huh. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened,
now,
and you shall be as...
The snake didn't lie. You wasn't going to die. Right then, you are not going to surely die. But your connection with God die. See, when God, when Adam and Eve were part of God, God in them, they were God. So when he finds out, when God knows by certain things you say, you know if your child lying to you. You know if your husband or wife lying to you. You ain't got to go looking, find them at the laundromat or find them. The spirit, the spirit of that one will let you know, this is really my soulmate. Is this really where I'm supposed to be? I talked about a new beginning. I'm talking about a new arrival, a new light. Shine on your on. Now, this is the serpent talking. He didn't lie, but he lied in the way going on.
And you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat.
Well, I'm gonna just stop at that. The woman seen the apple, whatever the fruit was, it was good. That it looked good.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Oh yeah, she looked good. He looked good. But when you get to the core of it, it's bitter, and it's evil, and it's death. The death didn't come to the eighth apple. That's the core was the death. See, some things you eat, some things you don't eat. So people out in the cold will go come. If you got the nothing, the Holy Ghost, and you walking with God, he will keep.